Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Good Podcast. My name's Peter. It's Tuesday, everyone, and I am so pleased that you are all here with me again as we continue to hurtle through another week together. It's amazing to me that we are already halfway into, well, we're beyond halfway into the month of March, and that's just astounding to me. I know that time passes faster the older you get, right? That's certainly been the case for me. When you're a kid, it just seems like it's forever to get to Friday. It's forever to get to your birthday or to Christmas or to Hanukkah. But boy, you don't have that problem when you get older. It's like I could swear that New Year's was last week, but here we are. So it's Tuesday, and I'm feeling good going into this week. Things are kind of moving along at a brisk pace, but I'm having a good time. And I certainly hope that you are too. I'm really pleased about the state of the podcast this week. Every time I look ahead to the themes that I'm sharing this week, especially in the Sounds Good segment with Nat King Cole, and the Wonderful World segment where we're still touring the world with great big story. It's very fun. And I hope that you are all having as much fun with the podcast and with the links as I am finding them for you. So how are you doing on this lovely Tuesday? It's your few moments here at the beginning of the podcast to slow yourself down and check in. And take some time to really, I don't know, to give yourself a few moments to change the pace, maybe, in your mind. We've got 15 or 20 minutes or so here in this podcast to mellow out and focus on some good things. And then we can go back into our day and do whatever needs to be done. But at least for the next 15 or 20 minutes, let's just agree we're going to relax together. And let's start that process right now by taking a slow, deep breath in together. And then letting that out again really slowly. Beautiful. So now that we're all a little bit more slowed down and chilled out, let's start today's podcast with our first good news story, which is quite simply this. The number of people paralyzed by polio has declined by 99% in the last four decades. That is exceptionally good news. Now, in the first half of the 20th century, millions of people worldwide were impacted by polio. In fact, even into the 1980s, 2.9 million people, nearly 3 million people, mostly children, were paralyzed by it. But there has been a global effort to change that, especially with funding from public tax dollars, and scientists have worked endlessly to create a vaccine. And in 1955, the development of the first working vaccine for polio was announced. And in the decades that ensued, thanks to a global vaccination campaign, polio has been practically eradicated from the globe, and it is now only endemic in two countries, Pakistan and Afghanistan. We could fully eradicate this disease within this generation. In fact, to make this even clearer, In 1980, only one out of five of the world's infants got the polio vaccine. And today, that ratio has been reversed. One out of five are not vaccinated. That brings us next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, all this week we are hearing great quotes from one of the great minds of the 20th century, Albert Einstein, who had a lot of amazing things to say besides what he contributed to physics and mathematics. So here is your quote from Einstein for today. Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. It's a great quote. And again, not a whole lot there that needs unpacking. It's pithy in the sense that it gets right to the point. He doesn't mince words, but it's not exactly, you know, rude or blunt. He's just stating something that's very important because I think it offers us a chance to check in with our own perspectives and our sense of what is valuable in this world. Let's hear that quote one more time. Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. Albert Einstein. That takes us next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, all month long in this segment, it's fascinating facts and trivia about women's history because it's Women's History Month here in the United States in the month of March. So here is a great bit of historic trivia for you. Bobby Gibb was the first woman to run a marathon. So here's the story. She signed up for the Boston Marathon in 1966, but she was disqualified from the race because of her gender. This, I mean, it absolutely blows my mind now, but that's just an indication of how far we've come, that it's unthinkable to me that you would ban a woman from a marathon because of her gender, but that's the way it was. She got a letter of rejection that stated that women were, quote, not physiologically able to run a marathon. They were actually not allowed to run more than 1.5 miles at the time because they were considered a liability, according to the Amateur Athletics Union. Well, on the day of the race, the Boston Marathon in 1966, she hid in a bush near the starting line and then secretly joined into the race and finished in 3 hours, 21 minutes, and 40 seconds, becoming the first woman to run a marathon at just 23 years old. Good to know. That takes us to our second good news story for today's podcast, and this is some good news about the advent of electric school buses. Electric school buses are coming, and they are spreading all across the United States, replacing diesel buses, and that is just a flat-out good thing when it comes to the environment. Well, it turns out that electric school buses also performed better during extreme cold winter school months than their diesel counterparts. One of the coldest towns in the United States, Kremling, Colorado, they got to prove how much better electric school buses are, even in extreme cold. The town often sees temperatures below 30 degrees Fahrenheit during the morning school commute because they're way up high and they have strong northern winds. Now, just like gas and diesel vehicles, electric vehicles also have shorter ranges in extreme weather conditions, but sometimes diesel vehicles won't start at all, but the electric buses can hold their charge and start up even in the coldest weather. That takes us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, we have been exploring the world alongside one of my favorite YouTube channels, Great Big Story. Hopefully, you have been following along and checking these out. And now you have subscribed to Great Big Story and you've started exploring on your own. But if you haven't yet, maybe this show today will entice you. Now, as is not uncommon on a Tuesday, I'm going to combine both this segment, Wonderful World, with the following segment, the rotating segment on Tuesdays, which is Bon Appetit, where I get to talk to you about food and drink. And I'm going to share with you one of what Great Big Story does best. It's one of their Great Big Bites, and it's a compilation of four of the best street food finds in Oaxaca in Mexico. I made the mistake of watching this video while I was hungry, and I regretted it because every single thing that showed up on the screen looked absolutely delicious. It was unusual and fascinating and steeped in tradition, and it just reminded me of why Oaxaca is a place that is an absolute draw for food lovers from around the world. It is a foodie haven, and this little video that's about 4.5 minutes long or so is going to give you a very clear idea of why. So, as we continue our exploration of the world, and today, some of the world's great food, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube, where you can spend some time exploring four of the best street food finds in Oaxaca, Mexico. And so we wrap up today's podcast already. Yes, already, with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. And all this week, it is all Nat King Cole, whose birthday would have been celebrated back on Sunday. So I am sharing with you some of my favorite Nat King Cole performances all week long. Yesterday, I shared with you a prime example of Nat Cole's phenomenal jazz piano playing skills. I certainly hope you enjoyed that. I watched it a few times in a row because I just love the way he approaches his piano playing. It's so smooth and dynamic and it swings so hard and he's so just loose and relaxed and casual. He kind of glances out at the audience. It's just, he's a consummate performer. Well, today, I found a great clip of he and his extended trio, it's actually a quartet, playing probably his best known hit, Straighten Up and Fly Right. Now, you know, obviously he recorded it in the studio and it was a smash hit for he and his trio, which normally is just he himself on piano and vocals, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Wesley Prince on the bass. But this particular performance that you're going to see today is from a movie that was made about his life. What I find most compelling about it is, unlike most musical numbers that you would see in movies from this era, it wasn't overdubbed later. This is an actual live recording of this particular quartet performing for the film. So it's kind of unique. You don't often see that. And you get to see his drummer, Lee Young. And Lee Young was the younger brother of my favorite jazz musician of all time, Lester Young. The Young family was a very musical family. So was Nat King Cole's, by the way. All of his siblings were jazz musicians. His brother, Freddie, was another jazz musician and singer who continued to perform his brother Nat's work long after Nat passed away. Anyway, I'm digressing quite a bit here. We're here to listen to Nat King Cole and his trio featuring Lee Young on the drums. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and spend about 3 minutes watching the King Cole Trio performing Straighten Up and Fly Right. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.